That's right. It's time to jump at the 2SER time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day. Today being the 18th of December. Just what's gone on this day in history. On today's date in the year 218 BC, Hannibal's Carthaginian forces defeated those of the Roman Republic during the first major battle of the Second Punic War. Following Hannibal's famed crossing of the Alps with thousands of men, horses and war elephants, catching the Romans by surprise, and a series of skirmishes, cavalry lured the Romans onto the floodplain of the Lower Trebia River, where they were routed by fresh cavalry and attacked from the rear by a previously hidden force. Most of the Roman units then collapsed, and most Romans were killed or captured by the Carthaginians. Gallic recruits flocked to Hannibal's army, recognizing them as the new big kid on the block. Today's date in 1271, Kublai Khan renamed his empire Yuan, officially marking the start of the Yuan dynasty of Mongolia and China. The United States celebrated its first Thanksgiving today in 1777, marking a recent victory by the American rebels. 1833, the national anthem of the Russian Empire, God Save the Tsar, was first performed on December 18th. If you know your Russian history, God was apparently asleep on the job in 1896. U.S. Secretary of State William Seward proclaimed the adoption of the 13th Amendment today in 1865, prohibiting slavery throughout the United States. South Australia was the first colony to give women equal franchise with men today in 1894. December 18th in 1916, as part of World War I, the Battle of Verdun, the longest and one of the most costly battles in human history, ended after 302 days of fighting when German forces were defeated by the French. The Germans, on the losing side, suffered around 337,000 casualties. The French, the so-called winners, 377,231 casualties, more than 40,000 more. Just goes to show there are no winners in war. In France, the battle came to symbolise the determination of the French army and the destructiveness of the war. World War II, the sequel, as the world failed to learn from the first one. Today in 1939, the Battle of Heligoland Bight, the first major air battle of the war, took place. The United Arab Emirates held its first ever elections today in 2006. 2018, a meteor exploded over the Bering Sea with a force over 10 times greater than the atomic bomb that destroyed Hiroshima. And finally in 2019, just last year, December 18th was the day the United States House of Reps voted in support of the impeachment of President Donald Trump. Some of his birthdays for us this morning. The man whose death sparked World War I, Franz Ferdinand, born 1863. Joseph Stalin, 1878. Steven Spielberg is 74 this morning. Brad Pitt, 57. Stone Cold Steve Austin, 56. Katie Holmes, 42. And cricketer Usman Khawaja is 34 this morning. Tons of great musos today. Chas Chandler, The Animals, 1938. Sam Andrew, 1941. Big Brother and the Holding Company. Bobby Keys, 1943. Frank Holden is 68 today. Elliot Easton of The Cars, 67. DMX, 50. Christina Aguilera, 40. Sia, 45. And Billie Eilish, tremendous muso, only 19 years old this morning. Happy birthday, Billie. You can't always get what you want. This one going out to Keith Richards. Somehow he's still going. 77 today. Guitarist, of course, for the Rolling Stones. One of the biggest bands of all time. Hugely influential and one of the best-selling musical artists of all time. Richards credited as the creator of rock's greatest single body of riffs on guitar by Rolling Stone magazine. Going out on just a personal favourite, you can't always get what you want. The Rolling Stones, taking a set on this day in history, the 2SER.
Practice at the art of deception. Well, I could tell